angle he could. But now a verdict had been reached, and everyone in the room was waiting to find out what it was. Anna felt Tanya's hand slip into hers and squeeze it in support. Molly sat on the other side of her, crying softly into a tissue, a beaten shell of the strong woman she had been only weeks before. She had just lost her only daughter, and was about to potentially lose her sons too. Freddie's son, Ethan, was not present, Anna having decided it was best for him not to witness this. Freddie looked over and locked eyes with her, and Anna saw the tension she felt mirrored in them. There was no reassurance in his expression, no secret message for her this time. Which way this would go was anyone's guess, and for once Freddie was not able to control the outcome. Next to him, Paul, the younger of the two brothers, stood tall and stared at the wall, his jaw locked tight. Aside from their lawyer and the three women, there was no one else present to support the Tylers. Freddie had asked his men to stay away, knowing the police would be watching out for known associates. He didn't want to give them any excuse to further link anyone to the firm's crimes. Whatever happened today, the business needed to continue thriving. The judge cleared his throat and shuffled his papers, indicating that he was ready to deliver his verdict. Freddie looked back towards his desk, and Anna's eyes followed his gaze. The tension in the room grew until it was almost tangible, and Anna's heart began to race. She swallowed the dry lump in her throat and wished that he would just hurry up and get on with it. Looking up, the judge cast a hard eye around the room, his bushy salt and pepper eyebrows furrowing into a serious frown.
"These cases are usually fairly cut and dry, but I have never before been faced with these sorts of charges against someone of your particular standing in the community."
Anna held her breath. What did that mean? She glanced at Freddie, but his carefully neutral expression held no answers.
"You have been caught with a large quantity of cocaine in your possession. This much is undeniable. The question of whether or not you intended to supply is a grey area. Indeed, the police have put forward their case for believing this to be so. However, there has been no actual proof. With this in mind, and considering that this is your first offence, in a normal situation, I would be inclined to let you go home with a conditional discharge and a significant fine. However," he continued heavily, "despite the lack of solid proof of intent to supply, the sheer quantity found, the fact there was no cocaine found in your own blood, and the way the product was packaged and moved, leads me to believe that it is almost certainly a professional venture. And this gives me great cause for concern."
Anna heard herself gasp and felt her blood turn to ice in her veins as she realized where the judge was going.
"No," she whispered, covering her mouth with her hand.
"Having taken this into consideration, whilst I can only charge each of you with possession of a Class A drug, I am imposing the strongest sentence for this crime of 5 years imprisonment, with the recommendation that you serve at least 3.
"No, you can't,"
Anna cried out in horror, standing up and grasping the back of the bench in front. Tanya gripped her arm and tried to pull her back. The judge continued, ignoring the outburst.
"There are good reasons why these drugs are illegal. The damage caused to people, to families and children can be devastating. I suggest that you both take this time to think about your life choices and consider how you might change things for the better in regard to both yourselves and society upon your release."
He stood up.
"Court dismissed."